There were a lot of things that were interesting. Each one, the erecting of the towers. There was one time a tower was being put up, and what you would do is they had a donkey winch down on the ground, and it would lift panels up, and there would be a steel erection crew up there that would bolt them or mm-hmm. rivet them into place. And there were guy wires from it. The operator of the winch let his clutch slip, and this one time, and the panel swung out and hit the tower, and the guys hung on with dear life. The guy realized what he had done. He shut his donkey, his winch down, jumped into his truck, and these guys were sliding down the guy wires. They were going to get him. Mm-hmm. And he may still be running, but he went through that gate there at Mercury, 90 miles an hour. One of the towers, which called for the Diablo shot, was 700-foot towers out in what's called Area 10. It's on the far north reaches of the test site. It was 700-foot high. I went out there one day to see how the construction was going, and I wanted to go to the top, see, because they're just getting ready. They're topping it off, and they're going to put the cab up there. Mm-hmm. This tower, the base legs were 8-inch solid rounds. Mm. 8-inch yeah. solid rounds, and it gradually decreased as it went up. It was a square-shaped tower, mm-hmm. not triangular. And it had guys on it. And in order to get to the top, they had rigged up a situation where they had what they called a bucket, which was a little wooden structure about, I'd say about 3 foot by 6 foot, had a rigging on both ends and a spread bar over the top. And then they had a rope hooked on top of that. That rope went up 700 foot through a shiv up there, which was anchored to a cross I-beam. And then out to a truck, pickup truck. And what you would do, you would get into this bucket and you'd wave at the driver.
Got it.
And the driver would start up the hill and you'd start up the side of the tower. Wow. And as you'd go along, because it's cross beams, you'd have to kick off the cross beams. Mm-hmm. When we got to the top, you're up 700 feet. That is a 70-story building.
Yes.
It was an 18-inch step from the bucket to the top. That is the longest step I've ever taken in my life.